KC2YXN, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priorities at all times and may break the net at any time. So at this point, do we have any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on November at some point. I don't know the date. 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Ireland Community Center, which is at 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find our preamble for the net on our website, which is www.boonvilleanc.com. Okay, an addendum here. November 17th is the date for the next meeting. Okay, KC2YXN here. Are there any stations wishing to check in this evening who are portable, battery-powered, or mobile? Please call now. All right, I am now listening for EchoLink stations. Are there any stations on EchoLink who would like to join us this evening? I will pause for 15 seconds.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through the EchoLink system from Oneonta, New York. Good evening, Kathy, and I believe I am the only one in the queue.
Okay, Mr. FPM, Kevin, what is up in Oneonta this evening?
Hey, good evening, Kathy, and a good evening to everyone up in the North Country. KD2FPM here, Kevin James out here in Oneonta. Got clear skies, 37 degrees right now on the outside. About 2 hours ago, I had ventured outside with my dog and had a nice clear view of the moon, and I believe it was Neptune off to the side. And I happened to see another bright object moving through the sky, so I quick got out my app to see what was what in my satellite arrangement, and it was the International Space Station, so I got to catch a glimpse of a flyby, so that was kind of cool to see that tonight. I got my weather forecast in for tomorrow for the new INSPO radio network, which is the WVVC radio station in Utica, and if you happen to be outside the listening area, they have a website, wvvcutica.com. Just click the live listen button. You can hear me doing the weather forecast tomorrow. All right, on that note, I don't want to hog the repeater up. I will say 7-3, and I'll back out and listen. This is KD2FPM. Back to net control.
Okay, Kevin, well, thanks for that information for anyone who is interested in listening. And thanks for the report about the solar activity, or not solar, planetary activity. And we were wondering about the space station tonight. We have friends that watch it quite closely, and they mentioned that it's usually pretty close to the horizon if it just shows up for a minute or two. So that's great. Alrighty, this is KC2YXN, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening.
Says
KD2AIT, good evening, Kathy.
WA2U. Good evening.
All right, we have George, Jeff, and John, and Gizmo the cat's trying to check in too, but he doesn't have a license. So anyone else who would like to join us for the Black River Valley service next?
And to KKL, good evening, Kathy.
Okay, that recognizes Pauline. So go to the top of the list to George. Hope things are good with you, and hope to hear good news about your mom.
Well, good evening, Kathy. Can I read them on the net? There's an awful lot of bureaucracy going on and everything with that. I don't have time to go into all of it, and it's going to be a sit-and-wait thing through next week. That's all I can say on that. And we got a temperature here of 31 degrees on the mountainside, and that's all low, same as it was this morning, 31 degrees. And the high today was 45. And we did have a lot of sun today, so charged up the solar panels, charged up the batteries here. But less of it as winter approaches, as we have less and less sunlight during the day. There'll be more days where I'll have to run everything off dynamo power, and I don't like doing that. I like to give these, well, I have other words that I can't say on the air about such things. And I try to give them the least amount of money possible. So with that, we'll say God bless and 73 Zen 2 PFM clear.
Okay, George, well, we'll keep your mom in our prayers, and I agree with you about our power company. We have a little nickname for it. We call National Grid National Greed. So, we're glad to burn our fireworks. All righty, next up is Jeff. Jeff, you are probably busy as usual.
Oh, yeah. Never sit down. Anyway, yeah. We had a bunch of sun today, and we needed it up here at camp. I tell you, I've abused the battery bank here, and it was nice to be able to get it charged back up. And then once it was charged, I ran the generator with a charger on it and gassed the batteries a little bit, or as they call it, equalized the batteries to burn off some of the sulfur for the season. And I think I did it right. We'll see. It seems to be holding a lot more charge than it did before. Well, not a lot, but a little bit more than it did before. So that's what's supposed to happen, from what I understand. And we did some hunting today. And a bunch of little other projects we had around here, camping between a hunting session. And then my son came up, and we just got done with dinner. We had corned beef cooked with some of the potatoes from the garden, and some whiskey and beer. We threw it all in there together and cooked it for about 5 hours, and oof, came out great. Just got done with it. And that's about it to report. So KD2AIT, back to net control.
Okay, Jeff, great. Yeah, I made potato soup yesterday with potatoes from our garden. Oh, it came out great. Nothing like fresh potatoes. Alrighty, up next, is WA2U, are you around? And here he comes.
WA2U, well, good evening to everyone on frequency, those out there listening. 28 degrees here, I believe, at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. Kathy might have mentioned that, so. Actually, just got back a little while ago, went out to dinner with a few people. Went to the Olive Garden down in New Hartford, or as another ham used to say, New Hawkford. But anyways, had a nice dinner and really enjoyed ourselves. So just got back from that and kind of settling in for the evening. Did a little bit with music today, and I guess we've got the our lights adjusted, our floodlights outside here with the motion detector, finally got them adjusted. So they're working fine, and the timer seems to be working, and so I don't know, I feel last few days have been involved with ceiling lights and outside lights, but that's okay. And let's see what the weather looks like tomorrow morning. Do a reset here. Mark and I, a good friend of mine for over 40-some-odd years, we'll go into camp and try and work on the floor by where the door is. We've got a new some new plywood and brand new door and things to fix. So we did manage to get the camps all shored up and new support structure underneath, beams and piers. So we had a lot of concrete and stuff going on this summer, but it's all nice and level and it's very, very secure for many, many more years. And let's see, stuff going on tomorrow too. Get ready for tomorrow evening where we'll sit around and have a few beverages and listen to some music. We got quite a whole load of music that came in, so looking forward to listening to some of that. We listen to some of the DVDs now. Now it's a common thing when you get a DVD to or a CD, they have the making of. Sometimes the making of is an hour and a half, and the CD lasts an hour or so or less. Anyways, we'll turn it back to Ned. I don't know what, there's probably some contest or whatever going on in QST, QSO Party or something. We're getting into the time of year where lots of that's happening. So I'll turn it back over to Ned. Maybe some other people will be joining us for WATO.
Okay, John. Yep, we had a wonderful dinner with friends and relatives, so that was great. All right, up next is Pauline, N2KKL. Are you staying warm with that, with your corn stove?
K2YXN, N2KKL. Yeah, it's nice and warm in here. Pretty cold out, though. We're in the 30s. But anyway, everything's going fine. I've been working on knitting some dishcloths, and then I've got to take a 10 net at 9:30. So good evening, everybody. Good to hear you. Everybody have a nice weekend, and Kat, good to hear you too. 7-3-0, and God bless, and 2KKL.
Well, all right, Pauline, you have a good weekend, and good you're staying warm, and thank you for joining us this evening. So always good to hear you, too. Right, this is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-ins.
KC2NBU.
Good evening, Ray. We haven't heard you in a little while, at least on Friday nights. How are things with you?
Good. We have 31 degrees up on the hill here, and I'm just checking out the lease sheets for next week's auction. They have a much larger than usual sale out in Buffalo, so looking forward to that. And just about ready to call it a night. Finally got the last of the firewood stacked for winter. So we've got all the firewood stacked and covered and all ready to go.
I gotta ask this because I love stacking firewood. How many cords have you got?
10. We have 5 for this year and 5 that we're going to save till next year. But last winter we went through half of our this year next year's wood. So we actually went through about 7.5 cord last winter because it was a lot colder than usual. We have a Yodel catalytic stove, and it I tell people it has 3 settings. Hot, very hot, and nuclear. So if it's not below 30 degrees, you don't really want to build a fire because it'll roast you right out.
Ours is exactly the same way. We haven't even gotten ours going yet because once you start it, then you better be prepared for cold weather. It better be cold. So great. Anything else for us this evening, Ray?
Nope. Gonna finish up my lease sheets and go to bed.
Well, pleasant dreams to you, and I appreciate you joining us this evening. It's good to hear you. Okay, KC2YXM for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins this evening? Okay, before I close, I will have our Friday evening joke. So here it is. Okay. A man was stopped by the police around 2 a.m. while he was driving along the road, and the police officer asked, "Where are you going at this time of night?" And the man said, "I'm going to a lecture about alcohol abuse." The officer said, "Really? Who's giving a lecture like that at this time of night?" And the man said, "My wife." All right, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net and return the repeater to regular amateur use. And I would like to thank everyone who joined us this evening. Kevin, George, Jeff, John, Pauline, and Ray. And thank the scanner listeners as well who listened. We know you're out there. So everybody have a great evening. Be safe. Whatever the weather is, just enjoy yourself. 73 to all, this is KC2YXM, clear.
This is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink on this repeater. It's always appreciated. Until tomorrow night, I will say 7-3. KD2FPM is clear.
KC2WI. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight with a lot of traffic. All stations are welcome. And please wait till the tail drops on your repeater to hopefully clear up the interference I get from Rochester. Stations, come in, please.
This is
KC2NBU. Good evening, no traffic.
This is N2WBX. Good evening, Jack.
Well, somebody's keying up the Rochester 655, so it's wiped me out completely. I know at least two stations came in. I know that, but whether I can copy them or not, well, asking for your patience once again, because at the moment I don't have anyone else that can get the repeater from down there, down in my section. After the tail drops, again, please, the stations are checked in, as well as any additional, please try it again.
KC2NBU.
N2WBX.
Okay, I got KC2NBU, and I know I missed another one in there. Let's try it one more time after the tail drops. We got just a little break in there, and then somebody keyed it up again. It might be interference with the repeater down there, too. It keeps coming up and dropping. That doesn't help me out, eh? So, let's try it one more time.
It's N2WBX, Jack, Whiskey Bravo X-ray.
Well, it wakes me up again. I suspect it's N2WBX, I believe, is the station. But other than that, I can't copy anyone else. Sorry about that tonight, folks. If the station, someone comes in on the side, they can reach a repeater up here from down where they're, you know, not bothered by the interference as much. I will send them up. 7-3 to all. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2000.
This is KB2KOJ for Octan. Looking for stations here without traffic. Stations coming out, please.
KLJ, this is N2WBX. Jackie is correct. He did catch me.
Okay, N2WBX, we got you, thanks a lot. We're getting tore up by Rochester here tonight. I got you. N2WBX. Anyone else? We're without traffic. Dennis, you're in and out, over.
Roger, copy. And I also copied you on the 517.
Are there any other stations for Octan? Where would I... KC2NBU, are you on board too as well, Ray? Are you on board?
Yes, KC2NBU. I checked in with Jack.
Okay, he's got you then. Alright, very good. Got N2WBX and KC2NBU. Anyone else for Octan, with or without traffic? Folks, we're getting torn apart by Rochester here. She ain't no better tonight than Jack can do, because I'm getting torn apart here, too. The repeater in Rochester is wiping us out. Anyone else with or without traffic for Octan? This KB2K is here for Octan. Anyone else with or without traffic? Okay, nothing else heard. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And I'll say 7-3 to all. Hope to hear everyone tomorrow evening. KB2KOJ is clear.